The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
It is Friday. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby.
What up,
Jalen Jacoby? What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The people kind of got what they wanted last night between the Lakers and the Nets, but there was no KD, there was no AD, and late Schroeder was scratched. But the Nets looked good in the win. Jalen, what do you think about the Nets?
I tried to tell you, and you're an amazing NBA analyst, a terrific television host, and
after a compliment,
no one
always
loves
comes
basketball
insult.
More than you. But you are also the guy that tried to make me think that this was going to be the greatest regular season game of all time.
Never said
like,
that.
Like, you were so upset that I wasn't enthusiastic about this game. And I specifically told you, with AD, the Lakers are invincible. Without AD, they're vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And that's what we saw last night. Kyrie didn't play well. He was 0 for 5 from 3. But everybody else was making their catch and shoot threes. They were still making plays. Harden was still doing his thing. But my focus, again, is on Lakers and how drastically different they are going to be without Anthony Davis over these next few weeks. And I hope it's not something that's going to linger. Because like I told you weeks ago, we got the Jazz. Are the best team in basketball without Anthony Davis in uniform.
Well, the bad news for the Lakers isn't just they lost, but they lost AD, and they went from 2 to 3 weeks to 4 weeks, and that is a concern. But focusing back on Brooklyn, one thing that they've been doing on this West Coast trip, hitting all their shots. Like, they've got shooters and shooters and shooters. It seems like they've got, like, 5 or 6 guys that shoot over 40%. And look at Joe Harris shooting over 50% from three. Jalen, can they keep this up?
Shout out to Cabarrot, earning minutes, making plays. You know, a lot of times players like that come out of nowhere, you're going to need them to be rotation players. And Brown hustles, and he plays D, and he's really scrappy also. I know we're going to focus on the big three. But it's not just them making threes. It's catch and shoot threes. And why is that important? Because Kyrie and Harden, they love to ISO. KD loves to go one-on-one. So Joe Harris and those other guys, it's important. Launch, fire. Catch, fire. There ain't no time for y'all to create. When Joe Harris dribbles 2 or 3 times, that's an accident. When Cabarrot drinks, that's an accident. And so making those catch and shoot shots are their offense. So now they're executing their offense to the optimal ability because they're actually getting the threes that they want.
Absolutely. There's also another event last night. LeBron James eclipsed 35,000 points. Only 2 other players have done it in the history of the NBA. Jalen, he's about 3,000 plus down from Kareem. At his current pace, about 25 points a game, he could catch Kareem in about 2 seasons. Do you think that he will become the all-time leading scorer in NBA history?
So in particular, and this is the greatness I want to salute to the king, LeBron James. I'm going to actually put a number on it. And shout to, you go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. People treat me like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And the mailman always delivers. Big shout to those OGs who played up front. But LeBron top 5 in assists as well. And he going to keep climbing on that list. And you said 2 seasons? It's not 2 seasons. LeBron James is bringing it every night. Because he knows if he averages what he averages now, he could be the NBA's all-time leading scorer. We should do a countdown starting today on this show. 131 more games. 131 more games. So no, LeBron James ain't about to be load managing this year. 131 more games. When he get those games under his belt, he gonna be showing up with glasses of wine again at the game.
He knows that the GOAT conversation is still a conversation. He wants that MVP. He wants another championship or two, and he wants that all-time leading scorer mark. Moving on to the All-Stars. Jalen, we have the starters of the All-Star game, and they forgot about Dame. I don't know what happened. The fan vote, they voted Luka in instead of Dame Lillard. Why is Dame Lillard not starting in the All-Star game, Mr. Rose?
I'll tell you why Dame Lillard isn't starting in the All-Star game. The same reason... There were multiple years in the past that he wasn't starting in the All-Star game. That the fans get the vote, and he plays in Portland, and they play at night, late at night, as it relates to East Coast fans. That's all it is. And it ain't just happened to Dame, everybody. This been happening since the beginning of time with the fans voting. I remember my brother Bubba Chuck, Allen Iverson, wasn't starting for the Pistons, but started in the All-Star game. You see what I'm saying? And so this is why they continue to try to modify how many, the power of the fans and try to get a media more power and try to get the players more power to try to split the vote. But ultimately, I just don't believe the fan vote should affect the starters at all. I don't think the fan vote should affect the starters at all. Because we know if it didn't, then Dame Lillard would have been starting over Luka. But since Luka plays in Dallas and he has an international flair and he's a fantastic player, he's going to be probably more popular amongst the fans getting their votes. And so therefore, Curry and Luka going to probably be starting the next 5 years in the All-Star game if the fan vote is still the way it is right now.
Now, Jalen, you remember when Giannis Antetokounmpo, you see him as a starter in the East? Remember when he signed that contract and I told him not to? I tried to tell him not to sign, just to wait for 1 year because that exact same deal will be waiting for him after this season. Well, he signed the contract anyway. He didn't listen to me. And now the Bucks, they've lost 5 games in a row and they just lost to the Raptors last night. Do you think Giannis regrets signing that huge long deal with the Milwaukee Bucks?
There aren't any regrets when you almost sign for $250 million. You get the bread first, especially during a pandemic. You get that money. And then if this season happens and you look at the squad, kind of like James Harden, and decide that, you know what? Porzingis, Luka, I'll fit kind of good with them.
Mm-hmm.
Butler, Bam, I'll fit real good with them. Then you go to the squad and let them know that the window is closing. For the people that watch this show, you know I'm a champion for Giannis and how much I want him to stay in Milwaukee. Stood on the table, still standing on the table. I want him to stay in Milwaukee. You know why? Because, yes, their roster has some flaws and they're playing without Drew Holiday and they're not really athletic on the wing.
Nope.
But most of the time, great players get a pass from the media because we say, oh, the organization ain't doing enough to build around them. And that's true in many cases. However, we don't acknowledge the weaknesses of that great player. And Giannis has to get better too, making threes and making free throws. And when your best player can't close, that's why they're the only team in the NBA when trailing, going into the fourth quarter, hasn't won a game.
Hasn't come back once.
Hasn't
come back once this entire season. And you know, you have been standing on the table saying he should stay in Milwaukee. I went the opposite. You know me, I like the drama. I'm joining Luka. I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to Miami. I'm out of there if I'm Giannis. And if I am Giannis, I'm also having second thoughts. Even though he did sign for $250 million, I am having second thoughts about my future Milwaukee this early in the season. Well, there was a big trade in the NFL. Carson Wentz is now on the Indianapolis Colts, reuniting him with Frank Reich, where they had success when he was in Philadelphia. Jalen, does this make the Colts one of the top contenders in the AFC?
So I talk football, carry a baseball bat, and wear a basketball jacket. And I'm bringing that up because, do you think if the Padres start slow, that Fernando Tatis gonna regret signing with them?
No.
No. No. We only think about that when it comes to NBA players because they, you know, in our mind, have ring chased. But for the Colts, this is turnkey. Like, I know they wanted Phillip Rivers to stay, but to be able to roll the dice on Carson Wentz's potential for a second and a third with a terrific run game and offensive line, they have weapons on the outside and a good defense. People thought that they had a chance to contend with Phillip Rivers. And over the last couple of years, even though Wentz has struggled, if I had a stock, clearly I would rather have Wentz going forward. And now they have him. So I think this is great for them. I really believe he's going to resurrect his name and his career.
Do you think that Jalen Hurts will now have the opportunity and establish himself as a franchise quarterback in Philadelphia?
I got news for Hurts, and it's just fine. People sometimes going to always underappreciate the greatness of a Jalen. They're going to always sleep on you, always doubt you, tell you what you're not. You just going to go to Alabama and ball. When you transfer, you're going to ball at your next location. When you get to the league, you're just going to ball. Whether you're coming in and off the bench, they can bring in competition for Jalen. They can do that. Every quarterback has competition because everybody got a backup. But when it's a Jalen, it's like, oh, my God, they're bringing somebody in and he's going to have to fight for the job. Oh, man. It's only like about 10 people who actually know that they're going to be the starting quarterback guaranteed this year. It's a quarterback carousel this offseason for that reason.
Jalen, it is time for Soft Move or Boss Move. A gentleman in England was wanted by the police. And during the pandemic, he called the police on himself and told them to come pick him up and bring him to prison because he wanted some peace and quiet. And he was so sick of the people that he was quarantining with, that he lived with. Jalen, what do you think about this move? Soft move or boss move?
This is definitely a boss move. And what you don't know, I did some research on this topic.
No, you didn't.
And I found out something. His name is David Dowling Jacoby.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, the pandemic can get tough with three little kids and a wife. Before 8 a.m. this morning, I had a full-on screaming argument with everybody in my home. I might have to do this. Sometimes prison doesn't sound that bad. Get me some books, some peace and quiet.
Three hots in a cot, baby. You know what I'm saying?
It took me 25 minutes to put socks on one of my daughters this morning. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm about to cry. Go break, Tommy. This is making me sad.
You might get to have your own TV for good behavior.
Jalen, LeBron James scored 35,000 points. Now he has his sights set on the music industry. We'll talk about that and much more. Stay tuned. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by GEICO. You could save even more by bundling home and car insurance.
Lift every voice and sing.
There have been prominent investments in historically black colleges and universities. McCore Maker, one of the top high school prospects in the country, committed to playing basketball at Howard, and Hall of Famer Deion Sanders became head football coach at Jackson State. Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets joined in as well, offering to pay tuition for 9 Lincoln University seniors.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17, the Seaport District of New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, it is time for the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang! Wu-Tang!
If you would like to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with the Miami Heat getting a win against the Kings. Jalen, my question for you is, should both Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler be all-stars this year?
They're clearly all-star performers in the NBA, in particular the Eastern Conference. They both had triple-doubles in the same basketball game. They're dynamic defensively. They play multiple positions. Both of those guys this year ain't making the all-star team. If you just look at this how the Eastern Conference has now reshaped itself, adding Harden, Kyrie, and KD is just going to take spots away from somebody. And you're going to reward winning. Tatum and Brown are going to get spots. It's going to be interesting to see. But don't be surprised if one, if not both, of those guys are left off.
Jimmy Butler missed a lot of time, and you have Tobias Harris making a case for the All-Star team as well. Jalen, next up, we have Gonzaga, undefeated in men's basketball. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Gonzaga versus the University of Michigan this year in the NCAA championship. I'm going to be rooting against the Jalen that day. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Dodgers are projected to win a lot of baseball games this season. They have a over-under win total of 104.5, the highest of this century. Jalen, what do you think about the Dodgers?
I think that in baseball, if you have terrific management and decision makers and a blank check, you can put together an expensive all-star laden team that can all of a sudden have a kind of payroll where one or two of your players make more money than other teams that you're actually competing against. Their pitching staff is filled with aces, and you know they got my guy.
That loves you like Jalen loves Mookie Betts. Moving on, Netflix has announced a Biggie Smalls documentary. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Dog, if you don't hit the brakes, don't play with me.
They dropped a trailer for the upcoming documentary, Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell. How excited are you for this one?
Listen up, I got a story to tell. Listen up, I got a story to tell. Gone but not forgotten, taken way too early. And a lot of people who are now discovering the greatness of the Notorious Big, he was only alive for his first classic album, Ready to Die. Life After Death, he got a chance to shoot Hypnotized video, but he wasn't alive when that classic album even dropped. And he was so dope, people still consider him the greatest to ever do it. Rest in peace, Big. We're gonna get you that statue in front of Barclays that you deserve.
Is LeBron James gonna put out a hip-hop album? So he said that he wants to make a rap album, but he does not want to appear on the album rapping. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
This is easy. Athletes, entertainers always cross over. It's a compilation. He could put together, and by the way, you know he's doing a movie. It could be a soundtrack or anything. He can executive produce an album. That's something he definitely gonna do in his future, and don't be surprised. He loves music. He's always posting clips of him listening to other people's bars. He be off key sometime, but not as much as me.
Yo, he can memorize a song like before it even comes out. He knows every word to every song. I'm like, does this guy ever play basketball? He just listens to music all the time. Jalen, I've got a video of a snowman that it's really gonna hit home for you.
Breaks.
Jalen, check out this snowman getting a shape up. Your thoughts?
I thought that was Jalen Rose Barber. Is that Andy Authentic? Shiz? Is that Hawk? You know we keep it cold. You know we keep it crispy. Sub-zero.
Look, that snowman got a better shape up than you right now, Jalen. I never thought that'd be the case.
I'm just letting my grass
grow. What's the timeline of you getting a shape up?
All I know is this. People feel like I got a cheat code and I be doing all kind of crazy stuff. These are the wolfing days, Jacoby. You know what I'm saying? I'm just letting
wolfing
the grass
mutts.
Grow. I'm fertilizing it. But yeah, that looks cool.
We need to get you a cut. I'm going to Venmo you some money so you can get a cut.
The most famous snowmen that I knew were Frosty and Jeezy before that.
Jalen, we're going to talk about Michigan men's basketball right after this. You will not want to miss it. Double header tonight on ESPN starting at 7:30. We have the Bulls taking on the Sixers. And then in the nightcap, the team with the best record in the league, the Utah Jazz, takes on the Los Angeles Clippers. 7:30 and 10 o'clock doubleheader, NBA on ESPN. Jalen, don't look now, but the Michigan men's basketball team is 15-1 and looking really good in a win against Rutgers yesterday. Is this a championship caliber team?
Absolutely. Michigan versus Gonzaga in this year's championship. Shout out to Livers and all of the upperclassmen who've been providing quality defense and leadership. Big shout out to Juwan and my brother Howard Isley, who found time in their busy schedules to come show support as we lay my mother to rest.
It is time for Cultural or Regional. Let's go. Jalen, I took my kids sledding yesterday, but we did not get it like this woman right here screaming as she goes down the hill and then goes through a fence. Jalen, is sledding cultural or regional?
So it's a duality being cultural, almost like on Halloween. I grew up making my Halloween outfit just like I would have to make my sled out of a box. I'm pretty sure you buy whatever you use to sled in. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Sleds were sold out all over Manhattan this year. Jalen, everyone have a good, safe weekend, and we'll be back on Monday, 2 p.m. on ESPN.
Rest in peace, Prince Marky D.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast-exclusive content. Jalen, can't believe we haven't discussed this yet. Meek Mill is under fire for referencing Kobe Bean Bryant in a pun, in a line about choppas. Jalen, what do you think about this?
Meek Mill is an amazing veteran lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
And I consider him someone that has bars.
He's got bars.
I'm a huge fan of his, as you know. And it played out for me when he got on the wrong side of a Drake diss or two. And I found myself, unlike the rest of the world, piling up on Meek, because not only was Drake dissing him, he was breaking up with Nicki Minaj. So people were just clowning him, assassinating his character and all of that. So Meek is my guy. I got love for Meek. And I saw what he said in the verse with Lil Baby in the song. I also saw his retort about it. And it reminded me of just reality. I don't necessarily judge people by what they say, I judge them by what they do. And I ask myself, would he do that again? The answer is no. I also ask myself, is he gonna eventually apologize for what he did? Yes. Is that apology gonna come sooner than later? Yes.
Yes.
Is that verse gonna get removed from the song at some point? Yes. I know how this game works. Right now, of course, when you're trying to sell records and generate interest from a song, the PR about the record is going to make people download it and listen to it. But once the record and Meek are trending for the wrong reasons, you know who everybody's going to then look at? The popular, unscathed, untouchable Lil Baby. And you know what he don't need? Any Meek drama.
No. I can't lie. I listened to this song just so I could hear Meek's verse. Like, I wasn't checking for this song until the controversy happened. So I'm sure that it has gone up a couple spots in the billboard just based on this controversy alone. Be interesting to see if they actually remove Meek from the song and re-release it. Interesting. Well, I'm sure
Stay
he regrets
tuned.
It.
Stay
and
tuned.
And as you said, Jalen, a rover landed on Mars. We now have a rover on the planet Mars. Very big deal for the people at NASA. They were celebrating. Jalen, do you think we will ever colonize Mars?
See, this is one of those cultural topics again, because you're so enthusiastic about Mars and using big words like colonized.
Yes.
And you know, when I hear words like that, I get scared. You know, my people run when we hear words like that. And so the first thing I think about is Land Rover. And I'm like, you know what? I need a Range Rover. That, to be honest, that's what I was thinking about when you said that.
That's what you're thinking you know what about. And it's so, snowy out. Range Rover gets you through the snow.
And so basically, yeah, there was a time when I got to the league and I had multiple cars and I was on Mars in a Range Rover when I put TVs and big rims on my car.
Well, listen, this is the first time we've ever been able to speak about outer space or aliens without you saying what, Jalen? Just say it. I know you want to.
Get your people, man. Get your people.
You always say Nanu Nanu. Every time you just go straight back to Mork and Mindy.
Nanu Nanu.
Anytime.
That's the only
I have so
thing
much
I know.
Passion for all these alien topics. I think there's UFOs flying around our atmosphere. I do all the research. I read the entire article. And then every time I tease up a topic, the first thing you say is Nanu Nanu. You reference a sitcom from like 1981.
How about this, Jacoby? I have some breaking news for Jalen and Jacoby fans.
You've got breaking news?
I'm really limited in the type of movies that I've watched.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the sitcoms that I watched.
Really?
I watched a lot of sitcoms with people that don't look like me.
But let me even tell you something, Jalen.
Even a racist one, like Archie Bunker. I used to be watching.
There weren't a lot of people, because when you're our age, if you're over 40, when you were a kid, there weren't a lot of people that looked like you on that television screen.
No.
There were not a lot.
No.
There were not a lot.
I learned that all in the Family theme song real quick. I was like, oh, okay. Okay, got it. Songs that made the hit parade. I'm like, okay. Got it.
Jalen, we always say we give the people what they want. And part of that is listening to the voice of the people. We need you to contribute to this show. If you're listening to this podcast right now, push pause, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And then call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail. And we'll put it on the show just like this one.
Yo, first things first, shout out to Rich, the legend, the whole squad. All right. So, Jalen and Jacoby, hear me out. So I've been talking to this lovely lady at my job, and I've been trying to get with her for a minute, for a nice little minute. She finally gave me the okay. I asked her out, and you know I got something special planned, something crazy. But Jalen, please, I know you've done this 100 times, but please, just help me out. And give me the ingredients to the Jalen juice one last time. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping things go well. So please help a brother out. Keep giving the people what they want. Peace.
This guy's the best. You can even tell how passionate he was when he called. It's like, yo, like he was intense. He's really been trying to get with this young lady, ask her out. He got something crazy planned, and he just needs one thing from you, Mr. Rose. The secret sauce. Tell
Thank him you for the call.
How to make the Jalen juice.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. And any minors that are listening right now, any adults with their kids right now, just allow them to go get some water out of the refrigerator or give them a chance to jump out of the car and play on the jungle gym and go get on the slide like Jacoby, you know, down the slopes. I got you, dog. Here's a couple of things. First off, here's the ingredient of the Jalen juice. Apple cider vinegar.
I need like ratios.
I got you. So that's one of those things that you don't even realize that you have in the kitchen. Like every time I say this, people be like, I don't even know what that is. I'm like, I promise you, if you live with other people that cook, you got apple cider vinegar.
You have it. Yeah, when you first brought this up, I went back to the crib and there it was. Didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
There it is, right in the cabinet.
It's there. Now, that right there is your engine. That's the main ingredient.
Main ingredient.
You notice, so many drinks when you go to like expensive smoothie spots like David Jacoby. So many different drinks add apple cider vinegar. But that ain't the Jalen juice. This is where I give you the kick. The cayenne.
Bung.
That's gonna be your kick. And the ratio is kind of like you would do with your personal tea. You choose how much water, you choose your tea bag, you choose your sugar or honey. That's kind of how the ratio works. It's a tolerance thing, because it tastes nasty. I'm not acting like it tastes great. It tastes nasty. So I'm actually trying to get something accomplished by doing this. Now, you got a little more time, heat up the water.
Oh.
I don't know if it's cold where you are or anything like that. Get into your system. Get into your bloodstream more when it's hot. Right?
Okay.
And then you don't want to start like taking too much honey and then like messing up your teeth or taking too much sugar. So get you some of the healthiest version of any honey that you can deal with. A healthy version of a honey. And you use that also. All of a sudden, drink as much as you want. Like 10, 12 ounces.
What? 10, 12 yeah, ounces? I thought we were talking about like a shot.
Oh, no shot. No shot. This is not a shot.
Whoa.
This is not a wheatgrass shot.
Okay.
This is not a wheatgrass shot. This is you trying to get it done. You hear that music in the background? You're trying to get it done.
Yeah, he's been trying to get with this girl from work for a long time.
And this is why I now had the kids leave the room. I gave y'all a chance for the kids to leave the room.
Don't get fired.
First off, it depends on what time y'all gonna link up. Right?
So I'm assuming nighttime, probably evening.
Right? So, there's actually something that a lot of men do in times like this. I wish raindrops would fall.
I wish y'all could see the smile on Jalen's face right now.
And there are human beings that if they feel like they're gonna get busy in the evening, they try to find a way to please themselves earlier in the day.
Clean the pipes.
So now that's your second performance of the day, not your first one. Any man knows that first performance, especially if you under 35, you think you're in control, you're not in control.
Grand opening, grand closing.
You're using a lot more parts of your body than that part of your body to please her than you realize. Because that performance, you feel like it was something substantial and it took forever, but it's almost like being in a boxing ring. That was the longest 90 seconds that she ever endured. So you don't wanna be that guy, especially, and remember, I'm married to somebody I work with. You definitely can't come up short the first couple of times. You won't even really be able to show your face at work. So you gotta come correct. So that's the first thing. If you can or can't do that, maybe like 3 hours before you feel like y'all gonna link up, you get that. And I got another little thing for you. Take you a little B12 pill.
B12?
Yeah, take you a little B12 pill. They very small. Take you a little B12 pill. All I know is this. And all I know is this. Even if your performance is a grand opening and grand closing, and you're not proud initially, you're going to wake back up really fast.
There you go.
You're going to wake back up really fast. It's almost like in boxing. You know, you could get punched. You could get knocked out. It's a standing eight count. You can still get back up and win the fight. Those are the ingredients that allow you to be a champion. Good luck. Let me know how it goes.
Yeah, we need a follow-up. Because this guy, you could just hear it in his voice. He was so energetic and passionate. He was really working on his colleague for quite some time. And he said, I know you said it 100 times, but what are the ingredients to the Jalen juice? I might have to change my Instagram handle. Because Jacoby juice just doesn't sound the same anymore. That was one of the worst decisions I ever made. I don't know why my Instagram is Jacoby juice.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking, dog. I used to make that decision like a decade ago. And you're stuck with it.
It's one of those things, right? You look back when you get
juice.
Older.
Yeah, I don't even really drink juice. Like, man, I messed that up. God.
You
we
can't
got time
change
for one
it?
More voicemail.
You can't change
you can.
It?
I think I tried once and like everything was kind of taken. Everything was kind of taken, you know?
Yeah, you could change
it. I was trying to find something. And I was like, one time I was like, Jacoby, but even that was taken. You bullied me. Remember when you, like 8 years ago, you bullied me into changing my Twitter handle?
You happy I did that now? Because you'd be saying the same thing with that stupid underscore.
I upgraded, but you were so mad at the underscore. You bring it up all the time. I was like, this dude's like really emotional about this underscore in my Twitter
handle. It messed up your traction, dog. Ain't nobody hitting no underscore to try to get at you. That's an email address, not a Twitter handle.
Nobody getting at me. My DMs are so, so boring. It does not go down in the DM for me. Jalen, we got time for one more voicemail. I mean, I don't know how it could live up to that last one, but let's try.
Yo, yo, Jalen, Jacoby, what up? This is Don from the 619, sunny San Diego. I can't forget to shout out Reg the Ledge. Shout out to Demetrius and our Raiders. Always love our Raiders. I have a soft move or a boss move for you guys. One of my homies is getting married in a couple months, and lately I've been noticing he's been looking good. You know, his skin is looking clear, his teeth are looking nice, his hair is crispy. So the soft move or boss move is asking your homie what their beauty routine is. I think it's a boss move, but a lot of my homies, they think it's kind of weird. But I'd love to get you guys' opinion about this. Thanks. Bye.
Jalen, soft move or boss move, asking your homie about their grooming routine.
It's definitely a boss move. Someone isn't your homie if you can't ask them something that they're doing well.
Yeah.
Right? I get it. Like men, we have this fake macho in our mind, but it's really homophobia that we feel like we can't compliment another man. Like women do it all of the time to each other. But for men, we so macho that we can't be like, you know what? Those are some fly shoes, dog. Hey, I like that suit.
Your skin looks
great. You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah, like, dog, especially when you have skin as bad as mine. If I had a friend with something, I'd be like, dog, what you using? How about this? I thought between stress and having multiple barbers and just whatever, I thought my hair was falling out. Also, you don't think I ask people, hey, man, what kind of fertilizer I need to put in my hair, dog, to make it grow?
We got to talk about this because you've been massaging your head for this entire podcast, like intensely just been giving yourself a head massage. I ask you what you're doing and what was your answer?
First off, shout to Reg the Ledge because he's the one that birthed the whole wave movement by me. And then he and his wife, he also sent me a package of some fertilizer to add on to what I've been using.
What is fertilizer?
So everything matter.
What is fertilizer? I've never heard of that term used in with hair.
So here's what people don't realize. When you go into a beauty supply or CVS or whatever, when you get a chance, look at the actual number of hair products that exist. It's overwhelming. And a lot of those products are about hair strengthening and hair conditioning and what you can do to maintain your hair. And by the way, when you see somebody that's bald, that ain't on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Jordan made people think that people went bald because it was cool. That wasn't on purpose. It was stylish in the early 90s. Now you see cats that's bald, it's for a reason. Because their hair was falling out. And that could be genetic, A lot of times it can be your diet. And so when I didn't realize what was happening, because you know I had a half moon Caesar, I had a mohawk, I had four different things happening with my hair. And I know the whole world sometimes feels like, oh, he got a cheat code or he doing something special. No, this is the oven. This ain't the microwave. And you know what I'm saying? This is actually growing or not growing. You know what I'm saying? And I use the term fertilizer because that's what you would use if you were planting a seed or planting something in a garden. That's basically what I'm doing to my hair. And one of the things that it tells you to do if you want your hair to remain strong and grow is to give yourself head massages. That's one of the first things. Mm. And so what you see me doing is massaging the conditioner into my hair. Number one, it makes me feel good because I'm actually giving myself a head massage. And then number two, it's actually helping my hair grow. And you've seen it over the last 3 weeks grow.
It's growing.
And like KRS-One, it grows and grows and grows, so let it. Oh, and by the way, to my guy, because I just did the lyrics to Jimmy, practice safe with your coworker. Practice safe with your coworker. You can't be that guy one-time performance and all of a sudden y'all having like real-life conversations, if you know what I mean. So practice safe and pop a tea bag into that juice if you want to also. But that's really just what I'm doing, man. Just fertilizing. You know what I mean? I'm almost 50. You know what I'm saying? You don't really see no grays.
Jalen, I do have to talk to you about your hair. Like, what is the long-term plan here? Because it feels like it's been 6 months.
Well, here's what I learned. Unlike at the bar, I actually had a go-to. The 360 waves. Mm-hmm. That was the go-to. Reg put it down, gave me the Jamaican oil, gave me my first do-rag. He knighted me, gave me a brush. We was in LA, and then that was my thing. And it's in every barber shop, everywhere you go. Now I can cut my hair bald. It's already a verb.
Can we get the waves back? Can we get you without a hat on television?
Yes. So tonight is going to be the first time you see me on Countdown wolfing it, literally wolfing it. I will be getting a cut tomorrow.
Okay.
And the answer to your question about the hair is if I'm going to have waves, they better be long because I ain't cutting this down. I got scared, dog. I ain't cutting this down.
Okay.
It ain't going much lower than this from now on.
Good. I appreciate the calls. Everybody, don't forget to call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us voicemails. We will be back on Monday. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I might have to rock a Killian Hayes or Jason Tatum type look, too. We'll see. It's just the things that come out of my mouth don't seem like somebody that'll rock an R&B cut. That's just all it is. But we're not done. We're not done. We are. Not done. Got the gift of people.